Greetings, pilgrims. It's your Sabbath day, a gift from God since the beginning of the creation of the world. This is that day. This is the seventh day. This is the day that God set aside and made just for you to bask in the bliss and peace of God Himself. Nothing other to distract you. Just that single focus of God's presence all through the day. Amen. Well, it's Pastor Bob, and I'm here, that's right, at the broadcasting studios in Arthur, Illinois. And we are ready for episode 14 today of The Gift of Gratitude, episode 14. Today we'll continue with Joshua Chunmin Kang's writings on gratitude, and thank goodness we're moving ahead. He left us in a pretty deep place yesterday, didn't he? And now we're going to learn about the real power of gratitude to lift us out of even the toughest times. That's right. Today, his devotion today is called Turning Understanding into Healing. Gratitude, turning understanding into healing. And we'll have another great poem. And today we've got to go back to Mary Oliver. I just cannot resist it. So we've got a good one picked out for you today that I think you're going to enjoy. As you can tell, our monks are ready. They've already started. Our wonderful cinnamon cider candle is just making itself its own little world down there. I wish you could see this sight, but it's like looking down into the middle of the earth and finding the light, the everlasting, eternal light. It's so spiritual. And of course, there's this. Let's try that again. There, I didn't want to miss the slurp. Hey, that's vanilla chai this morning. A little heavier today for our Sabbath. Vanilla chai. Well, let us begin. Joshua Chunmin Kang teaches us once again about gratitude. Here's what he says. When we give thanks in the midst of hardship, our spiritual eyes open and we experience healing. Again, when we give thanks in the midst of hardship, our spiritual eyes open and we experience healing. We often experience healing through understanding. To gain understanding is to give meaning to the sufferings. As we give meanings to the sufferings we face, we don't get stuck in the sufferings in pain, but appreciate it for the unexpected gains. Again, as we give meanings to the sufferings we face, we don't get stuck in the sufferings in pain, but appreciate it for the unexpected gains. In that way, we don't ridicule ourselves by wasting the sufferings. Sufferings are painful. No one is free from sufferings in this life. Jesus was sinless, yet he suffered. Every human being must cross a river of sufferings in this life. Sufferings bring wounds to our life. They bring pain. However, there is something more painful than the pains themselves. It is when we don't find the reasons or meanings behind the sufferings. But we find the meanings of sufferings as we give thanks. As soon as we find out the hidden meanings of our sufferings, we begin to experience healing. Gratitude opens our spiritual eyes. We can see things we have never seen before as we give thanks. When we are hurt, We think about the people who hurt us because of the pains they gave us. We become slaves to them as we keep thinking about those who hurt us. Getting hurt by others is painful in and of itself. But what's more painful is that we become slaves to those who hurt us. Blame, resentment, hate, and revengeful thoughts for those who hurt us make us blind. Again, blame, resentment, hate, and revengeful thoughts for those who hurt us make us blind. We can't understand the mystery behind the sufferings when we are blinded by those thoughts. Pain hurts, but not all pain is bad. Think about Jesus' pain. His pain on the cross was linked to his glory. No pain, no glory. The blood that came out of Jesus' wounds became the precious instrument of God's grace that cleans our sins away. If it were not for Jesus' wounds and blood, there would be no forgiveness and healing available. When we are spiritually blinded, we can't see the beauty hidden in our sufferings. The spiritually blind cannot see the benefits hidden in sufferings. We can't see God's mysterious blessings hidden in the sufferings. Gratitude opens our eyes and enables us to see the things we have not seen before. It enables us to see the benefits hidden in them. Inner healing comes through understanding. Gaining understanding is an eye-opening experience that broadens our perspective. As our spiritual eyes open, we become able to see the sufferings from God's point of view. This allows us to discern God's deep and beautiful will for us in the sufferings. I experienced my spiritual eyes opening as I responded to my sufferings with gratitude. I could interpret the painful incidents that visited my life with a biblical perspective. Our interpretation and response to the problems are much more important than the problems themselves. We gain wonderful understanding as we interpret painful incidents and respond to them with gratitude. Through gratitude, I could feel God's hands that never left me alone during my hardships. The experience of my past was recreated through gratitude. I also experienced that the language of gratitude healed my wounds. The language of gratitude brought beautiful color to my dark past. The language of gratitude brightens an otherwise dreary path. Amen. Joshua Chunmin Kang leading us into some hope. The hope that gratitude can deliver to us by gaining sight, understanding, spiritual sight, biblical perspective that only God can give us. Amen. And now let us turn to Mary Oliver to end today's episode. Today's poem from Mary Oliver is entitled, "You Are Standing at the Edge of the Woods." You Are Standing at the Edge of the Woods by Mary Oliver. You are standing at the edge of the woods at twilight when something begins to sing, like a waterfall pouring down through the leaves. It is the thrush. And you are just sinking down into your thoughts, taking in the sweetness of it, those chords, those pursed twirls, when you hear out of the same twilight the wildest red outcry. It pitches itself forward, it flails and scabs all the surrounding space with such authority. You can't tell whether it's crying out on the scarp of victory with its hooked foot dabbed into some creature that now with snapped spine lies on the earth, or whether it is such a struck body itself saying goodbye. The thrush is silent then, or perhaps has flown away. The dark grows darker. The moon, in its shining white blouse, rises. And whatever that wild cry was, it will always remain a mystery. You have to go home now and live with, sometimes with the ease of music, sometimes in silence, for the rest of your life. You are standing at the edge of the woods by Mary Oliver. You are standing at the edge of the woods at twilight when something begins to sing, like a waterfall pouring down through the leaves. It is the thrush, and you are just sinking down into your thoughts, taking in the sweetness of it, those chords, those pursed twirls. When you hear out of the same twilight the wildest red outcry, it pitches itself forward, it flails and scabs all the surrounding space with such authority. You can't tell whether it is crying out on the scarp of victory with its hooked foot dabbed into some creature that now with snapped spine lies on the earth, or whether it is such a struck body itself saying goodbye. The thrush is silent then, or perhaps has flown away. The dark grows darker. The moon in its shining white blouse rises. And whatever that wild cry was, it will always remain a mystery. You have to go home now and live with, sometimes with the ease of music, and sometimes in silence, for the rest of your life. Amen. Well, that concludes our gift of gratitude. Episode 14 today, the Sabbath day, November 22nd, the beginning of our Thanksgiving week. Amen. I think it'd be a good idea this week to intentionally try to apply some of the lessons we've been learning from our different experts on gratitude into our life this week, each and every day, trying to see what there is to be thankful for in all circumstances, as Paul said. You know it's possible. You know you can do it. You know God will help you and give you every great gift you need to be able to become not just a person thankful to God for the good things, but grateful to God in all things. Let's make that our weekly mission on this Thanksgiving week of the year 2020. Amen. Until tomorrow, I pray that the gratefulness within you shines through your eyes and gives you sight to interpret things in the way that God sees them. Amen.